Oh, now, let me retry that, because that was kind of weak. At least up here it sounded weak, right? I could have lost something. Wasn't this an awesome weekend? There you go. I celebrate Jubilee Days. It was a lot of fun. First time I've been able to experience that. And I want to thank the evangelism team and all of those who helped the evangelism team pass out. They didn't pass out, but they gave away tea and lemonade. I'll get it out one of these days to everyone. It was a great evangelism tool. They used these, they look like plastic cups, but they're made out of corn. Yes?
I wanted to let everyone know we gave away close to 700 cups of lemonade and iced tea.
Close to 700 cups of lemonade and iced tea. Yes. They were out there walking with their little trays, handing them out, and I thought that was just really, really awesome. And I just want to say my thanks to them. Also, I just want to say how, in a Christian way, how proud I am of this church. Our youth left yesterday about 8:15 from Orshelms, and I would say between 40 and 50 of you showed up to pray them off. And I just think that was really awesome. It's a way to let our youth know how much you support them in so many ways. And it was a powerful moment for all of us that were there, and I just want to thank you so much for your presence. If you could not make it for some reason, just know that your church was there in full support of our youth. They left at like 7 o'clock this morning from Atlanta, Texas, heading on down to Beaumont. So they're going to be at Beaumont. I think they're going to NASA today, actually, is what they're going to do before Beaumont. So anyway, thank you for being the church that you are. We celebrate that. Now, I have to say one thing, and I know this is going to be a powerful response, Betty.
Okay.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Men, be afraid. Be very afraid. Betty, would you please come forward at this time?
Be afraid. Very afraid. Today is Father's Day, and we do celebrate fathers. So all you fathers, stand up, please. That is wonderful. Okay. All right then. Is there a father here that is 90 years old? All right. How about 87? How about 85? 83? 80? D. How about 80? Yes, right there. Stand up, Ken. All right. Happy Father's Day. We're going to, Alta Mae has a cap back there, and we're going to give you a cap, a special little gift for Father's Day. Congratulations.
This is kind of a special Father's Day.
Okay.
My son has visited, lived in Africa for 32 years as a missionary.
Wow. Well, wonderful. Welcome.
Well, restate that so the radio folks can hear.
Yes, you served in Africa as a missionary for 35 years? 32 years in Africa. And Ken Shockley, that's his son and his wife, and they are here to celebrate Father's Day the first time in how many years, Ken? Okay, 35 years. That's amazing. That's wonderful. We're so glad that you're here with us to share that and also to share Father's Day with him. Yeah. Okay, now the next one. The next father that we're going to honor is, well, let me just tell you what Brother Eric told me. And before we go any farther at all, I also want to say that this was his idea. I don't want, you know, I would never cause any problems or anything like that, but okay, here's what he told me. He said, God made a few perfect heads and he put hair on the rest. That's what he told me, you know, and I heard a few other things about that, but you know, so anyway, what we're looking for are the men that think they're in that perfect head group or just about in it. I mean, you know, look at Pastor Eric. He thinks he's, the glare. Oh, you know, it's just, oh.
It's my halo, it's not.
It's, oh, yeah, no, no, it's not a halo. I know this man. All right, so that's what I'm looking for, guys. If any of you think that you have less than he does, well, stand up. Be in that perfect head. Hey, look at back there. Woo! All right. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. No comparison, Eric. No. Give this man a camp. Cover it up quick. Okay. All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, that's so good. I didn't want Pastor Eric to win that one. I don't know. I just didn't. You know how he won. He really won the pie in the face contest. So for him to win two contests, you know, I really didn't want him to. Yeah. All right. But no, seriously, Pastor Eric, First Church, and the fellowship team just want to honor all men on Father's Day. So we have a gift back there. And we ask that you stop on your way out after the service is over. I have to say that. After that's over, you just stop and pick up your gift. But I have a poem I would like to share, and it's just simply named Father. Who worked so hard and saved so long for what we have today, and anytime will sacrifice his chance to rest or play. Who sees his children have all the things that he did without, and gives so much unselfishly, for that's what love's about. Who thinks and plans and struggles too, as nobly as he can, to set a good example and be a respected man. Who seeks no honors, no rewards for all that he's done, except to raise a family, the very finest one. Though we cannot evaluate our dad, his love, his worth, to us, he'll be just Dad, the greatest guy on earth. Thank you.